Hello there. Get ready to smile again with Radio Home, folks. Think and save. Think and save, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by the makers of the new Sure Mix Crisco. I wonder, are you a beginner when it comes to making flaky pie crust? You are? Then maybe you envy the wonderful, tender pie crust other women get when they bake a Crisco pie. I say a Crisco pie because Crisco actually helps you get those flaky, tender pie crusts you want. And today, Crisco makes it even easier for you to get tender, mouth-melting pie crust. Yes, because they've developed an amazing new pastry method. Listen to choice. A new method so easy, so surefire, even a beginner can be sure of tender, flaky pie crust. Why, when you use pure all-vegetable Crisco with Crisco's new method, you'll be amazed at the wonderful pies you turn out. But be sure you use Crisco, where this new pastry method was perfected by the Crisco people for Crisco. We can't promise that surefire success with just any shortage. You see, our new method takes the guesswork out of pastry making. Other recipes don't specify exactly the right amount of water to use. Now, that's where you run into trouble. With too much water, you get a sticky dough that's tough when baked. But Crisco's method tells you exactly how much water to use. So your Crisco pie dough rolls out so easily, you scarcely have to handle it at all. And your Crisco pies are so flaky and so brown, you'll be delighted. So don't be afraid to make those glorious holiday pies you'd love to serve your family and guests. Just order a can of pure all-vegetable Crisco today. Then turn to page 5 in your December Ladies' Home Journal for Crisco's new pastry method. Or mail a penny postcard with your name and address to Crisco, Cincinnati, Ohio, and we'll send you Crisco's pastry method free. Say goodbye to pastry failures. Use Crisco with Crisco's sensational new pastry method for flaky tender pie crust. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now, and here in the kitchen of the small house, halfway up to the next block, we find Mr. Victor Cook and his son, Mr. Rushcroft. Vic is standing beside the gas stove, removing his hat and overcoat, having just this moment arrived home from the office. He seems a trifle agitated and speaking sharply.
Who's in the other room?
Some dear old chums of you and mine.
Who are they?
Mr. and Mrs. Somebody and a friend of theirs from someplace.
Don't you know their name?
No, when Mom introduced us, she just said, "This is Rush." I believe she called him Bert and Winnie. Yeah, Bert and Winnie. The other lady,
oh,
yeah. I never...
I'm going to Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah?
Me and Ike need some. Business trip to Pat 17. Leaving on the 4:30 train. I got to pack my
valise. Yeah, who's this nice man that dropped out of the sky?
Don't let him bother that I'm here, see?
What?
I'm going to Pat 17 on the 4:30 train. I can't get
Winnie
involved
Tubman's
in that.
Winnie Tubman's in the living room.
Who?
Winnie Tubman from Dixon. She's Mrs. Tyson now. Her and her husband and a cousin are passing through town.
Don't go away, Rush. I'm liable to need you.
Kiddo, here's the setup. I'm going to Plant 17, and I'm in an awful hurry. Taking the 4:30 train. I haven't got time to get involved in any living room crosstalk with your old pal. So why don't you
Where
take
is
my
it you
apologies?
Going?
Plant 17.
Where's that?
Dubuque, Iowa.
Oh, well, how long are you going to be
Oh,
gone?
Just 2 days, maybe 3. Ike Meesupper is going with me. We only just got our orders from the boss half an hour ago. Look, why don't I trip on upstairs and get my valise, my other
you mean
clothes?
You're not even going to say hello to Winnie and her man?
Why should I? I don't even know Winnie and her man.
You don't know Winnie Chapman.
I just barely remember the name. Hey, I just can't stand
well,
here.
Well, you
might get
in that living room and speak to Winnie and her man.
Yes, and then that'd mean stalling around half an hour, grinning and mouthing and listening to junk like, I expect to see an older man. I understand you're in the kitchenware business, Mr. Cook. See, I've only got a few
minutes. March in the living room and say hello to Winnie and her man.
Ike Meesupper's out back. Ready and waiting. I can't.
Well, Ike Meesupper can
wait. Knock on the window, Rush. Knock on the window and holler. I'll be right with it.
Okay.
I'm going on upstairs, Steve. You can tell
you
Jenny.
You can't go upstairs.
Why can't I go upstairs?
I'll be right with you.
Winnie and her man think of all this.
Why can't I go upstairs?
The young lady, something.
What young lady?
Bert's cousin.
Bert's cousin? Well, who's Bert? Oh,
Bert
for Pete's sake, Steve.
Winnie's husband. Young lady cousin is a Miss Gags. All worn out from riding an automobile and lay down on our bed a little bit and kind of rest
up. Run up and fetch me down my clothes. Clothes. My blue serge suit, some underwear, pajamas, socks, toothbrush, all the stuff that I'll need. Or I suppose you want
to.
Oh, here, I'll go myself. I won't disturb the woman. I can
no,
take it.
She's laying on our bed.
Well, so what? If she's asleep, she won't even know
she might not even be asleep. You frighten her. Besides, she's unlaced her shoes and loosened her collar. strange man will come stomping.
Dave, my train leaves in a little better than a quarter of an hour. I see stuffers outside waiting for me. Surely you wouldn't knock an important business trip into a cocktail.
Tell me what it is you want from upstairs. I'll go.
My blue serge suit, my toothbrush.
Wait a minute, that's not all.
Winnie and her man sitting in the living room with her cheek in her mouth, and that's all.
I want my blue serge suit, my toothbrush, my valise, the
handkerchief.
I don't know,
Buy some? Go entertain him.
Entertain him?
Talk with him. Start up some nice little conversation. Where are you going?
Be right there, Jack.
Name is Tyson?
Yes.
I'll take up a jolly chat.
Hey, sir.
Surely you appreciate it.
All right. What all you want?
It'd be so much easier and quicker if I could go upstairs.
The young lady's removed some of her things.
I want my blue striped suit. I want a change or two of underwear.
Well, give me your pencil. I can write stuff down.
Oh,
Ishvick.
Well, I'm always respected.
You don't need any pencil, Sadie. You can remember what I need.
Wouldn't hurt you to at least go in and say hello to Winnie and her man.
My blue striped suit, a change or two of underwear, socks, pajamas, release.
Wash rag?
What?
You want a wash rag,
won't
you?
No.
Sure.
Porter will give me a wash rag.
Porter?
Porter on the train. I'll give him a dime and he'll give me a wash rag.
Would you rather have your own lovely wash rag?
No.
Well, there would be nice rag for it.
What must they think? They know you're out here.
Will you go get my stuff, please?
Blue shirt, suit, toothpaste, underwear, socks, handkerchief, shirt,
you police. Know what I need for a 2 or 3 day trip out of town, please?
To Bugaya, where you're going?
Yes.
Where are you going to eat your supper?
On the train.
Want Rush to fix your lunch?
I do not want Rush to fix me any lunch.
This is easy as not. Toss an orange and a banana.
I do not want Rush to fix me any lunch. Will you go get my stuff, please?
Mr. and Ms. Tyson think they better leave pretty quick, Ma.
See? They're going to leave.
Oh.
They'll be right with you, people. What did you want?
Sitting on the davenport looking glum, wondering what the heck is going on out here, straining their ears.
All right. How many shirts you want?
I don't.
Three?
Yes.
I tried to strike up a jolly conversation about the weather, but Mr. and Miss Tyson just couldn't
have
me.
Thank you, Kim.
Yes. Thank you. Telephone number is 67596.
Look it up.
I'm pretty sure it's 6759J.
Okay.
I might as well try 6759J. 6759J, please. Yes.
Be right with Jack.
I think every time you hammer on the window and holler, be right with you, I get puzzles of people in another room.
I could sit in the garbage box.
I wish to order a taxi cab, please. The Gook residence on Virginia Avenue. That's right, Gook.
Right away.
Right away. All right. Be along without delay. We shall go with you to the view. Taking off your shoes?
Oh.
Oh, I see. You're moving your clothes preparatory to putting on your other one. Well, sir, I don't know what that's a good idea. You not only save time, but you also take advantage.
The telephone is ringing.
Uh-huh. Good old defendable strike while iron is hot, trustworthy blue tooth, John.
Hello?
Yes. We got a
what?
Blue tooth, Johnson.
Oh.
How are you, blue tooth? Mighty glad to hear it. Me? Couldn't be better, blue tooth. Couldn't be better. When tonight? Delighted, blue tooth. Delighted. Why don't you come past and holler for me after supper? Fine, blue tooth. You bet. Goodbye.
Well, done it not for you, Steve.
Good old reliable won't take no for an answer. Bruce Johnson and myself playing.
Telephone is
why, George, so it is. How did that old thing go? It never rains while iron is hot. No, that's not right. The goose that laid the golden egg after the horse was stolen is the straw that broke.
You answer the telephone, please, Rush. Will you answer the telephone?
I'm going to.
Oh?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Why do you stake out? Just wanted to inform you this is Vernon Sagal's on the way.
Oh,
how are you, old fella? That's great, fella. Fine, fella.
I'm a fine fella.
Oh. No, you're all twisted around, fella. I didn't say I am a fine fella. I said fine fella. Mean it. Fine fella. Yeah. Okay, fella. You bet, fella. Go on, fella.
Don't care, fella. I've had you.
I'm right back, Winnie. So sorry about all this confusion. You and Vern have taken one more minute.
Winnie and bird act awful dismal and cranky sitting there on the davenport. I attempted to strike up a jolly
conversation.
Quite
normal. Yes, make room, will you?
I expect you
could. Who's that on the phone?
Little will never say die. You scratch my back and I'll...
I suppose you're at least coming in to say goodbye.
Let me tell you goodbye now. I simply can't get involved in anything.
How soon did your train go?
15 minutes.
Only 15 minutes, half an hour ago.
I like to give myself half a leeway when I go away on the train.
Want rice to fix your lunch?
No.
Toss an orange and a banana in a sack?
No.
Or put your wash rag in the inner pocket of your valise?
You want any wash rag?
Sure you want a wash rag.
Cordier, give me a wash rag.
Both?
Quarter and a trade. You give me a wash rag. I'll give him a dime. You give me a wash rag.
Well, I have to get back to my company.
Uh-huh. Well, just before I leave, I'll holler. You come out a minute and tell me goodbye.
That was Anna.
Answer.
Good old reliable Don to Neil Blue Goose Johnson again, Roger.
Hello?
Yes?
Anybody for me?
Yes, I believe he is. One second.
Who is?
Lady.
What lady? He's
never played before.
I'd better get back in the living room, babe.
Hello? Oh, yes, Miss Hammersley.
Soft?
Yes.
Oh, is that a fact? I see. Yeah. Okay, Miss Hammersley. What? The reason you couldn't get in touch with Mr. Neistoffer, he's out in the alley behind my house here. Yeah, I'll tell him, Miss Hammersley. No, I won't be back down anymore today.
No.
Okay. Goodbye, Miss Hammersley.
There's
Paula. Yeah.
What's the matter?
Office called a Buchan, a long distance telephone, and found out the guys Ike and I were going to go see her in New York.
Oh,
no.
Where are you going?
With me.
Yeah.
No, go, Ike.
Every time Gump does that, Mr. Miss Tyson jumps the yard off in the davenport. Yeah. You don't understand me. She's grouch orange. Yeah.
Okay.
Today the office called a Buchan long distance. And found out Gus Price and L. Wiley Fabry in New York City.
Okay.
Now you can come visit with the people.
Sure, Jenny Bryce.
Bert and Winnie Tyson. Will you come in and talk and be nice? They're leaving in just a little bit. Will you come? It's Winnie! Look! Here's Victor!
Which concludes another brief interlude of the small house halfway up the next block. But be sure to come along when we visit Dick and Save the next time. This is Ed Hurley speaking.
Do you want your stockings to wear and wear and wear? Well, I'll tell you what it takes. Average Lakes, Average Lakes. Nightly care with Average Lakes. Helps and runners. If it's longer wear that interests you, well, nighttime is the right time to pick up that pair of stockings you've been wearing all day and douse them in those sure suds of new Average Lakes. Don't let your stockings pile up. Remember, every night, lukewarm water and you are replaced.
That's what hundreds of women did when they tested many leading brands of silk stockings for them. And you should see the long stocking wear they got. Listen, women who tested Lovely Sheer Whole Food stockings for us got 245 hours of wear, 253 hours, even as much as 304 hours of hard wear from a single pair of stockings. Yes, they followed the stocking care 9 out of 10 leading makers of famous stockings advised. Nightly washing with new double-quick ivory plates.
So, help stop runs before they start. Now take part, do your part. Ivory plates each night are smart. Well, that way I promise you. You'll help your stockings to wear and wear and wear.